Okay, it is now 7 o'clock, and it's time to for us to begin the council meeting. Good evening, everyone, again.
Good evening.
Good evening, and welcome to the City of Fairburn's council meeting via Zoom. Today is Monday, September the 27th, 2021. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Yes, ma'am. The Honorable Mayor Elizabeth Carr Hurst.
Present.
The Honorable Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath.
Present.
The Honorable Linda J. Davis.
Present.
The Honorable Pat Palland.
Present.
The Honorable Hattie Portis Jones.
Present.
The Honorable Ulysses J. Smallwood.
Present.
The Honorable James Whitmore.
Present.
And City Attorney Mr. Randy Turner.
I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a quorum. The invocation tonight is from Apostle Dr. Larice Howell of the New Horizon in Faith Church International. Dr. Howell, are you on the line? Okay. I don't think Dr. Howell is on the line. Let me ask Mayor Pro Tem Heath if he will give us the invocation for this evening. You're muted.
Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's name. We thank you for all the blessings that have been bestowed upon our city and each and every citizen that lives in our city. Father, we just thank you and just praise your holy name. And we ask that you would inform the public tonight in every conversation that we have, Father, that they will understand and receive everything that we're trying to do to improve the Fairburn citizenship. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The first item on the agenda tonight is the adoption of the City Council agenda. Now, let me back up. Adoption of the City Council minutes for tonight. The first set of minutes is the September the 13th, 2021, the regular City Council meeting minutes. Council members, you all have been provided a copy of those minutes of September the 13th. Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes?
So.
Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve the minutes of September the 13th, 2021?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, so moved.
Motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath and seconded by Councilman Ulysses Smallwood. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mayor, excuse me, I have to abstain because I was not in attendance the last meeting.
Okay. That motion carries 5-1 with Councilwoman Linda Davis abstaining. Okay, the next set of minutes is September 13th is our executive session city council minutes. You all have seen copies of those minutes. May I have a motion on the floor to approve?
So Mayor Whitmore.
Motion has been made by Councilman Whitmore, and is that second for Mayor Pro Tem Heath?
Yes, Councilman. Ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain, Councilwoman Davis.
Councilwoman Davis is abstaining because she was not present at that meeting. So that's it passes 5-1 with one abstention. The next item on the agenda is the adoption of the City Council agenda for tonight. City Council members, I do apologize that we just sent to you late this afternoon a proclamation recognizing Georgia Cities Week. It should have been included in your packet and it was not. So I'm asking for a motion on the floor to add a proclamation tonight recognizing Georgia Cities Week, October the 3rd through the 9th.
So moved, Councilman Whitmore.
Motion has Councilwoman Davis.
Okay, motion has been made by Councilman James Whitmore and has been properly seconded by Councilwoman Linda Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. The proclamation will be added to tonight's agenda. The first item on the agenda this evening is going to be a public hearing. And the public hearing is to set the 2021 millage rate at 8.1 for the city of Fairburn. The next item on the agenda is from the Office of the Mayor for Mayor and Council to appoint Mr. Gamaro Johnson to the East Point Fairburn Housing Authority. And item number two is planning and zoning for Mayor and Council to approve the Highway 74 and Meadow Glen Parkway final plat. And the last item on the agenda tonight is for Mayor and Council to adopt the proposed budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. The first item on the agenda tonight is the proclamation. Madam Clerk, would you read the proclamation, please?
Yes, ma'am. The proclamation is recognizing Georgia Cities Week, October 3rd through the 9th, 2021, encouraging all residents to support the celebration and corresponding activities. Whereas the city government is the closest to most citizens and the one with the most direct daily impact upon its residents. And whereas the city government is administered for and by its citizens and is dependent upon public commitment to and understanding of its many responsibilities. And whereas city government officials and employees share the responsibility to pass along their understanding of public services and their benefits. And whereas Georgia Cities Week is a crucial time to recognize the vital role played by the city government in our lives. And whereas the Georgia Municipal Association and its member cities have joined together to teach students and other citizens about municipal government through a variety of different projects and information. And whereas Georgia Cities Week offers a significant opportunity to convey to all the citizens of Georgia that they can shape and influence government through their civic involvement. Therefore, Mayor Elizabeth Carhurst of the City of Fairburn, along with Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath and Council Members Linda J. Davis, Pat Palin, Hattie Portis Jones, Ulysses Smallwood, and Mr. James Whitmore would like to recognize Georgia Cities Week, October 3rd through the 9th in the City of Fairburn, Georgia, this 27th day of September, 2021.
Thank you so much, Madam Clerk. Is there a motion on the floor to approve the proclamation for Georgia Cities Week? For Mayor? October the 3rd through the 9th.
Okay, Mayor, I have a question.
Okay. Yes,
on
ma'am.
The flyer for Georgia Cities Week, it's just, it has October 8th, unless I'm not looking at it right.
Well, Georgia Cities Week is actually, it ends on the 9th.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We just don't have an activity for the night.
Well, we did have an activity there, but it conflict with something else that's going on down at the Aquarian on that Saturday night with Landmark Christian School. And so we don't have anything for that Saturday.
Okay, great. All right.
Okay. Are there any other questions about the proclamation?
No.
Is there a motion on the floor to approve the proclamation?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, so moved.
Motion made by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Okay. Seconded by Councilwoman Linda J. Davis. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you all so much. The next item on the agenda is our public hearing to set the 2021 millage rate at 8.1 for the city of Fairburn. Council, may I have a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved, Councilman Smallwood.
Motion made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. The public hearing to set the 2021 millage rate at 8.1 for the city of Fairburn is now open. The time that's been allotted for the hearing is 30 minutes, 15 minutes for the city, and 15 minutes for the public. First, the city of Fairburn will present concerning the millage rate. Mr. Roderick Taylor, our interim finance director, will go first.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, from the finance department tonight, we would like to set the 2021 millage rate at 8.1 for the city of Fairburn. The city of Fairburn's finance department will announce the 2021 millage rate adoption at the city council meeting. Please see the supporting documentation for the estimated current year's tax digest and levy for the last 5 years. The millage rate has been set at 8.1 for the last 5 years. So if we look at the financials for the 21 tax digest and 5 year levy, you'll see that the real and personal is right at 2064, and I won't add all the digits. And if you add the four million plus the 3,000, you get a gross tax digest of 2068. The exemptions increase quite a bit this year, and typically those exemptions would include the homestead, the veteran, and the Freeport. So we really don't have any control in terms of what Fulton County does with the Freeport. And the Freeport is basically an incentive program for George County's offering manufacturing and warehouse companies a exemption for a certain period of time. So the net tax digest is 10077. The gross millage rate is 16.36, less the rollback, which is provided by Fulton County. Then that would give us the net millage rate of 8.10. So the net tax levy at 100% would be 8.7. There was a decrease due to the exemptions, so it decreased the net levy percentage by negative 22.79 from the previous year. And that is the financials for the tax digest, and proposing that our millage rate will remain the same at 8.10.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. We'll come back to you after the public speaks if there are any questions from city council members. Madam Clerk, how many citizens are on the call tonight for comments on the millage rate?
I don't have anyone for public comments.
Okay. Hearing none, council, do you have any questions for the interim finance director concerning the millage rate of 8.10 for 2021?
Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, Mr. Taylor, if you would please explain to the citizenry why, even though our millage rate is unchanged, that the taxes that they will pay have increased or will increase. Could you explain that to the public, please?
Okay, thank you. Well, in many cases, the property values have increased, but the millage rate plays a role in what the citizen actually pays in taxes. So for instance, if the rate was higher, then the citizens would be paying more. We're keeping it at the same rate that it has been for the previous 4 years. But keep in mind that property values did increase. So there's still a savings to the citizens of Fabren.
So will their taxes increase or no?
Well, their taxes will increase some because the property values are much higher.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Mayor? Was Councilwoman Davis asking a question?
Yes, Mayor, I was.
Yes, ma'am.
A concern, and I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up. I think it is, but if it's not, just let me know. I've noticed that there are other cities, particularly in the South Fulton area, that allows exemptions for their citizens, but we do not. And I was wondering why that is the case, and what can we do about coming up with some type of exemption? I mean, I've seen exemptions from, I think maybe $500 to $2,000 in some of our sister cities. So I would like for us to either discuss this later or see how we can also come up with an exemption figure for our citizens.
Okay. Is Mr. Rose on the call tonight? Adam Rose? Okay. Adam is not on the, I'm sorry.
Mayor, I don't think he's on the call tonight, but the city of Fabren does offer two exemptions. We offer the senior exemption, and we also offer the 100% disabled veterans exemption.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if Councilmember Davis, if you were speaking of an additional exemption, but we do offer two, the senior exemption and the 100% disabled veteran exemption.
I think if I remember, and I looked at this maybe a year and a half ago, so my memory could be off, but it was something about that senior exemption that did not really allow much of an exemption. And I really can't tell you what that was, because it was a concern. And I don't know, Mayor, if you remember, we talked about it, you may remember what it was, but it really wasn't much of an exemption for what you had to do to get it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't remember what that was, but
yeah,
I really think that we need to, just like Fulton County has an exemption, I really think we need to look into that, if council and the mayor agree with me, just to give some of our citizens a break, because of the other cities are doing it. And it doesn't have anything to do with you being a senior or not.
Okay, and we can do that. If I'm not mistaken, Councilwoman Davis and the other council members, I remember Mr. Rose talking to some veterans about another veterans exemption that they give. Mr. Whitmore, are you familiar with that?
I don't have the information at hand, but I do know that there was another exemption, which was for the vets. But I don't recall, I wasn't prepared to talk about it for this meeting, so I don't have that information in front of me.
Okay. Well, Councilwoman Davis, we will look into that and let you know exactly what the exemptions are, what they entail, how much, and we'll distribute that to all of council as soon as we can get that information.
Okay, will there be a time for us to discuss giving just a flat exemption with, you know, no particulars like senior or veterans or something?
That's something like that we can put on the agenda for future discussion.
Okay, that sounds great. I appreciate that.
Okay, yes, so we'll send that information out to all council members. We'll get Mr. Rose to compile that information, and then we'll send it out, and then we'll put it on the agenda to have a further discussion concerning it. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Mayor, okay. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
And a further question or request added to the information that you're providing on the exemption would also include the process to do so. So could that be included as well?
Oh, sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are those all of the questions for Mr. Taylor concerning the 2021 millage rate of 8.10 for the city of Fairburn. Okay, I don't hear anything else. So may I have a motion to close the public hearing?
So move, Councilwoman Davis.
Motion has been made by Councilwoman Davis to close the public hearing. Is there a second?
Second, Mayor.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Heath. All those in favor of the close the public hearing?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. The public hearing is now closed. May I have a motion on the floor to approve the 2021 millage rate at 8.10 for the city of Fairburn?
So move, Councilman Smallwood.
Motion has been made by Councilman Smallwood. Is there a second?
Second, Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
And it has been properly seconded by Councilwoman Hattie Portis-Jones. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion approves 6-0. Millage rate for 2021 is set at 8.10.
Mm-hmm.
Madam Clerk, public comments. Do we have anyone for public comments tonight?
No, ma'am, no public comments.
Okay. The first item on the regular agenda tonight is from the Office of the Mayor for the Mayor and Council to appoint Mr. Gamora Johnson to the East Point Fairburn Housing Authority. We have had a vacancy in that department, in the Housing Authority for just about a year, or a little more than a year. But I have Mr. Michael Spann, who's the director of the East Point Fairburn Housing Authority, on the line, and I will have Mr. Spann elaborate a little bit further on the appointment.
Thank you, Mayor Carhurst. Good evening, Council. Thank you for allowing us to come by. We're excited to bring a candidate tonight in the name of Mr. Gamora Johnson. Mr. Johnson has an extensive background working in nonprofits. More recently, Mr. Johnson, I'm embarrassed because I don't have your resume pulled up. The mayor, I wasn't quite prepared to give this, but we are excited about his excitement for joining the board. He has worked with a number of different agencies, the Chick-fil-A Foundation, the Habitat for Humanity Foundation, a number of volunteer activities. He's a very accomplished young man. And we are honored and privileged to present Mr. Gamora Johnson to the Fairburn City Council tonight for consideration for an appointment on the Board of Commissioners for the Fairburn Housing Authority.
Thank you, Mr. Spann. And I see that we have Mr. Johnson on. Would you like to say a few words, Mr. Johnson?
Sure, Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Spann. Absolutely, I'm excited about the opportunity to join the board for about 11 years. So, just excited to be a part. Be more involved in my community and really get, be able to support families and our community. So, just really excited about the opportunity and to move forward. So, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Johnson, so much. Council members, do you have any questions for Mr. Spann concerning this appointment to the East Point Fairburn Housing Authority? Hearing none, is there a motion on the floor to approve?
So move, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
The motion has been made by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. Is there a second?
Second, Councilman Whitmore.
Seconded by Councilman James Whitmore. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Welcome aboard, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mayor.
You're very welcome. And thank you,
welcome
Mr.
aboard.
Spann.
Thank you very much. We count it a privilege to continue to serve this as a partner with the City of Fairburn, that's for sure.
Thank you, Mrs. Spann. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next item, Madam Clerk.
This item will come from Ms. Tarika Peaks, Planning and Zoning Director, for Mayor and Council to approve the Highway 74 and Meadow Glen Parkway final plat. Ms. Peaks.
Good evening, Mayor Hurst and members of Council.
Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight you have before you final plat 2021-128, Highway 74 and Meadow Glens Parkway final plat. The applicant Forsyth Group is requesting to subdivide 9.51 acre tract at the intersection of Highway 74 and Meadow Glens Parkway into three tracts. The three tracts will be subdivided as follows. Tract number one, 5.275 acres. Tract number two, 2.953 acres. And tract number three, 1.283 acres. Staff has reviewed the final plat and it meets the codes and ordinances of the city, and therefore staff is recommending approval of the Highway 74 and Meadow Glens Parkway final plat.
City Council members, do you have any questions for Ms. Peake concerning the Highway 74 and Meadow Glen Parkway final plat?
Mayor Pro Tem Heath, Mayor Pro Tem Heath, I have a question about that. Why is this being subdivided like that? Is it that they are going to be selling off smaller tracts or something?
Yes, Councilman Heath, they're actually in the process of being developed. One of the sites, tract number one, is actually an approved site for a tractor supply company store. And they are already in the land disturbance permit process. Actually, the LDP has been approved, but it has not been issued yet. And track number two and three are also future site developments for commercial properties.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you.
Council members, the floor is still open for questions to Ms. Peaks or comments concerning the approval of this final plat.
Yes, ma'am. Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Councilwoman Portis-Jones.
Yes, Ms. Peaks, can you share what's being proposed for track three and specifically? But I'd like to know track two as well.
Okay, track number two is, hold on one second, let me track number three is right now no future tenant that I'm aware of that has been proposed for that particular location. The property is zone PD, plan development. It's a part of the Meadow Glens plan development. And so those parcels are dedicated for commercial developments. Track number two, the one to the rear of track number three, we have a conceptual plan in now for a Dollar General store. The conceptual plan has not been approved. We've gone through one round of comments and submitted those comments to the developer.
Okay, and so what's the distance between the Dollar General that's being proposed and the Family Dollar that already exists on 74? And why do we need two of the same type?
Exactly.
I don't know the distance. I haven't actually measured it, but it's relatively in close proximity. We do not have any ordinances in place to limit certain types or restrict certain types of commercial developments. Only thing we have currently in the regulations is for gas stations and for fast food restaurants with drive-throughs. So it's considered a retail commercial development.
I really have some concerns about that. What can we do? We all know the controversy regarding multiple dollar stores. Nothing personal against Dollar General, but we've already approved Family Dollar, and now we're wanting, it's being proposed to build another, and it's not that far away on the opposite side of the street. So what are our options? Because Yes, it falls into retail, but does that really represent the comprehensive plan that we have established for the city and for the economic development on Highway 74?
Well, as far as our comprehensive plan that was just adopted, the comprehensive plan doesn't really address the types of retail specifically to that degree. It doesn't have any restrictions or prohibitions whatsoever as to the type of retail stores that can come in. It just says retail and commercial. So again, there's no real restrictions in the ordinance that prohibits that. We do have some for other types of uses, but it's not restricted to the type of retail stores that can come in the area. The plan has not been approved. It has to go before Planning Commission, the conceptual plan, for consideration or for their review of it. Legally, I don't know, and that may be something for maybe Randy Turner or Valerie Ross to we look into, you know, what would be the next steps on restricting those types of uses. But that's all I guess I can say about that, because we really don't have anything in the ordinance to restrict those types of retail uses.
What does the 74 overlay say?
Really? You can have retail, you can have commercial.
But it doesn't specify type.
It doesn't specify type. Like, it's not going to say specifically, you know, clothing store, like a specifics, like to the name, a Macy's okay. clothing store or a Dillard's or, you know, Foot Locker. It doesn't get that specific. It just talks about the type of uses or the permitted uses, which will be retail and commercial.
What are our options tonight relative to this? Because that is truly yeah. concerning. That's what's being proposed as another dollar store.
So unless Randy has something else, you know, to add to this, but from my understanding, subdivisions does not have anything to do with uses. Subdividing property is really about putting lines on paper and dividing off property. As long as they meet the square footage, the lot size, and the lot width, then the property can be subdivided.
Well, yes, but the sizes that have been proposed are designed specifically for certain types of stores. I mean, what can you put on 1.2 acres? Not much. And then where does the parking come in? Are these all three of these entities connected on this plot?
No, the tractor, track number 3 that's fronting Highway 74 will have access off of Meadow Glens Parkway. And also track number 2, there's an easement that will come from the tractor supply track number 1, which will provide access off of Meadow Glens Parkway. And they were trying to get access or curb cut from GDOT to have access off of Highway 74 for the track number 1.
It's Randy.
I'm here.
Councilwoman Portis-Jones, let's defer this to Randy, because I think you asked a question that Tarika wanted to defer to Randy. Randy, mm-hmm. did you hear the question from Councilwoman Portis-Jones?
Well, the matter that's in front of the council tonight would be appropriate for adoption because it is being presented pursuant to our existing rules. We'll be happy to talk with Tarika about considering the extent to which we can put any restrictions on the certain particular kinds of retail, for example, and that's what's come up tonight. We'll be happy to discuss that with her, but I don't think that has any real impact on what we do tonight, because what we're doing tonight is a proposal in front of you pursuant to the rules and regulations that exist.
Well, let me just make this one last comment, and then my concerns are clear. And that is, what's proposed to us is to subdivide the plot in 3 different sizes that will now dictate what can and cannot go there. At 1.283 acres, you are limited at what you can build. You know, that's not before us tonight, but it's implied by the size of the lot sizes that we would be voting on. And so I have a major issue and concern with that, given that these lot size were drawn specifically with those types of retails in mind. And that is a problem for this community.
Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, this is Councilwoman Davis. I too have an issue with Dollar General being in our city on 74, and particularly in that position. And I understand, Attorney Turner, what we're supposed to do today, tonight, and what's on the agenda and what we're to approve. But in reference to the way the cut, the subdividers have come about, or their sizes, I have to agree with Councilwoman Hattie Portis-Jones in reference to, is almost saying with flashing red lights, Dollar General come, Dollar General come. And I really have an issue with Dollar General. Dollar General is just in most of our communities. And I would like for us to see if there's any way lawfully that we can put some restrictions on that. I don't know if we can do that and stop this, but I too have a major, major concern with Dollar General coming in on 74.
Mr. Attorney Turner, we've heard from two of our council. We haven't heard from the other council member. We've heard from our two council members who spoke very loudly concerning this. Is there any pleasure of the council to maybe defer this to another time so that we can have further discussion on it? What do you think, Attorney Turner?
I think if you want to table this until the first meeting in October, that would give us a chance to have some conversations with Tarika about it. That would be one way to look at it.
Okay, city council members, I've heard from Councilwoman Portis-Jones and Councilwoman Linda Davis, the other four council members. I think I heard Councilman Ulysses Smallwood, you had a comment?
Yes, I was about to agree with my council members. I too am concerned about, you know, that close proximity of another dollar store right there. And I'd like to explore our options to be more strategic with what we put there, with what we can do, you know? So yeah, I'm in agreement with tabling this for further discussion.
Okay. I'm sorry, Randy.
The next meeting is on October 11th, I believe.
I think that's a holiday, is it not, Council?
That's actually Columbus Day.
Yeah. Yeah, so we don't meet on the 11th. Our next meeting is not until, what, October the 25th. Oh, 25th. Yes, so we're going to table it to the 25th?
Oh, that'll give us good enough time. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, so I'm going to have a motion on the floor and a second to table this to October 25th. May I have a motion to that effect, please?
Councilwoman Portis-Jones, I make a motion that we table this item until the October 25th meeting, with research being provided to Mayor and Council on our options relative to the proposed subdivide.
Second, Councilwoman Davis.
Seconded. A motion has been made and properly seconded by Councilwoman Davis. All those in favor to table this until the October 25th meeting, would you vote, please?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries 6-0. Thank you so much. Okay, the next item and the final item on the agenda tonight is from our finance department, Mr. Roderick Taylor again. And this is for mayor and council to adopt the proposed budget for fiscal year 2021-2022. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Taylor.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Okay, from the Finance Department tonight, we would like to establish a budget for the fiscal year 2021-22, running from October 1, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. The purpose is to adopt the proposed budget for fiscal year 2021 through 2022. The City of Fairburn's Finance Department has compiled the proposed budget for fiscal year 2021 through 2022. The fiscal year 2021 proposed budget totals $59,623,418, which represents an overall increase of $2,486,140, or 4% over the fiscal year 2020 adopted budget. The general fund has a proposed budget of $21,221,84, which represents an overall increase of $3,409,119, or 16% increase from the prior year. Budgeted funds include general fund, confiscated fund, American Rescue Act fund, Go Bond fund, T-Spots fund, water and sewer fund, Stormwater Fund, Water and Sewer Bond Fund, Electric Fund, Sanitation Fund, and Educational Complex Fund. This budget includes increases for community outreach, holiday bonus pay, including taxes, professional services, flex fuel vehicles, the Juneteenth holiday, and a 6% salary increase for all eligible employees. Please see the attached proposed FY 2021-22 budget summary and budget increases. Recommended action, the finance staff recommends that Mayor and Council approve the FY 2021-22 proposed budget.
City Council members, you've heard Mr. Taylor, our interim finance director, give you an overview of the 2021-2022 budget. The floor is now open for any questions or comments concerning this budget. Before I actually open the floor, let me just go back. I'm not sure if any of the council members have read the AJC today, where Governor Kemp announced that he was giving $1,000 bonuses to law enforcement, firefighters, and other responders. And I am proud, and you all should be proud too, that we were in the forefront and we actually gave our first responders $6,000. And so, the state of Georgia had much more money than we had, but we did give ours $500 a month for a year, which amounted to about $6,000. So we're really happy about that. So I just want to put that little tidbit out there, what happened with the governor. They're going to give away something like, I think it's like $100 million to roughly 80,000 or 90,000 employees. So that's a lot of employees that's gonna get that $1,000. Mm-hmm. Okay, the floor is open for any questions, comments concerning the budget for 2021-2022.
Yes, Mayor, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Yes, ma'am.
So in addition to the 6% raise that council approved, we also approved $2,500 for the community outreach fund for each mayor and council to do various projects within the community. And the document that I have you did an increase. That's the increased amount, Mr. Taylor?
That is correct.
All right. And increase for the, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
And I also like to make council aware that we are paying the taxes on this this $600 to our employees, and that's going to amount to just about $11,000 in federal taxes that we will be paying.
Yeah, that's great. Great.
The floor is still open for any questions or comments concerning this budget.
Mayor, I have a question. I like the idea of, you know, somebody having been here for some time actually getting more money per se than somebody just starting out. To me, when I worked for the city, I've been here 10 years and to have somebody hired in and just, just starting out and they get $600, to me, that just doesn't sound fair to the employees that we have that have the more seniority, because they've been here longer, they've done more for the city. And it's not that I don't want to hear of them getting anything, not getting anything. It's just that I don't feel like they should be getting the $600.
Okay. And we did discuss that. Finance, myself, HR, and we're using the same incentive pay schedule that we used back in 2019. And I think council received a copy of that schedule today. It might have been a little late getting to you all. Did you all get it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and it is unfair because I think a person who's been here 1, 2 months, 3 months should not get $600 when somebody has been here 10 years or somebody has been here 5 years. So this is the same tier schedule that we use with the last bonus. And I thought it was quite fair. We start at 600, 400, 200, 100. And then for our part-time and temporary employees, they get $50.
Mm-hmm. And Mayor, I'd like to reiterate that the mayor and council does not get a $600. We get nothing for that at Christmas time. So
we can all thank Randy Turner for coming up with that legal opinion.
Thank you.
That council should not receive this money. So we did get it for a while. We got it for some years. I do remember getting it.
We never did.
Okay. No, I've never.
Well, I did. I got it. It wasn't $600. It was actually $300. Yep. Turner remembers that. And then he came back with a legal opinion and said that we were not entitled to it. And so they stopped it.
Yep. Right.
But it was $300.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Randy.
You're welcome.
One other question, Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Mr. Taylor, could you, we also approved the flex fuel vehicles. For the record, could you explain what that is?
Okay, thank you. The flex fuel vehicles, they use two types of fuel alternatives. So one to use gas, and then you have the one that's it's not 100% gas. There's a certain percentage. Yep. So it's termed flex fuel. So the vehicle can use two types of fuel, and it would be an additional $3,000 per vehicle to be able to accommodate that request for the flex fuel request.
So that is gasoline, but not 100%. It's a different formulation?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it ethanol?
No.
No. Okay.
Mayor, if I may, this flex fuel is like it operates on a battery on the takeoff and then uses gasoline. And according to what the Wade Ford salesman said in Savannah, that it's been reported saving 40% on fuel cost. Now, but the I spoke with the chief, I think it was a couple of weeks ago now, and he said that they were only able to get three automobiles due to the fact of the chip shortage. Yes. They're not able to fulfill all of the orders that, that came in for them, but he was able to obtain three of them. So we can use these vehicles as a test to see how they are and if whether we want to get more or less. Thank you.
Okay, council. If there are no other questions concerning the budget, may I have a motion on the floor to approve the 2021-2022 budget for the city of Fairburn?
So move, Councilwoman Portis Jones.
Motion has been properly made by Councilwoman Portis Jones. And who did the second?
Second, Mayor Pro Tem Heath.
Seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion is approved 6-0. The budget for 2021-2022 is now approved. It will go into effect on October 1st.
Great.
Okay. There's no executive session for tonight. Randy, is that correct?
That's correct, Mayor. There will be one at the next meeting. Just everybody be prepared.
Okay. Okay. And I will start with Mayor Pro Tem Alex Heath for our council comments for tonight.
I just would like to say that I appreciate the people, the citizenry of our city. Seemingly we are able to work together very well, and I just appreciate that. Not too many cities are working together as that, and you see it them on news quite a bit. But I just know that there are greater things coming, and I just can't wait to see them come. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem. Councilman Whitmore.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to see that this mayor and council has approved another budget moving forward for the 1st of October. I'm really ecstatic about the opportunity to give our employees a 6% increase, as well deserved. My parting comments, I would just like to say that Georgia Cities Week is coming up. We've been working with staff, putting together the festivities for this year. And it's going to really be nice. And I'm sure that you'll receive the same flyer that was displayed when we were talking about it earlier, the proclamation earlier. But I just encourage everyone to come out. It's going to be something for everyone. So look at each day and just plan on coming out and having a great time. It's going to be our last time this year getting together and really showing off what the city of Fairburn can do. So I look forward to seeing everyone.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Whitmore. Councilman Smallwood.
I don't have any comments.
Thank you. Councilwoman Portis Jones.
No comments.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Pat Pallon.
No comments.
Thank you, Mr. Pallon. And last but not least is Councilwoman Linda J. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor. I just want to say I missed you all last council meeting. I had to make a decision whether to be here or make a lot of money. So I'm sorry. That's why I couldn't be at the council meeting. So I missed it. But just glad to be back and looking forward to all the great things that's in store for our citizens here in the city of Fairburn. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Councilwoman Davis. And thank you all, city council members. Thank you, Randy Turner. And Randy, we need to have a conversation on tomorrow when you have a free minute. And I'm sure that I see some of our employees are on the line tonight, so they're going to spread the news tomorrow that the bonus has been approved.
They're going to do that tonight, Mayor.
Yeah, and they're really excited. So they will get that money, the first pay period in December. I think it's around December 4th or December 5th. So they'll have time to spend it before Christmas. So with that being said, I want to wish you all a safe week. Take care of yourselves. And if you have not gotten the shot, please go out and get the shot. It's worth the shot. Okay. With that being said, I wish everybody a good evening and Godspeed. Goodbye.
Goodbye.